Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Today we're gonna catch you up on the latest celebrity gossip, and this is gonna be so good. And we got our boy back, comedian Lil Rel, with us, baby. Shoutown in the house. And let's not forget our faves, Heidi and Frank, over on the West Coast. Yay, yay!
What up, y'all?
Later on, we have an interview with Monique, who stopped by to talk about her new Vegas residency and why she is not interested in hosting the Oscars. Plus, would you let Julia Roberts find you a date? She did that for another actress, and we'll tell you how that went. But first, actress Reese Witherspoon is all for girl power, and I am here for it, honey. Oh. The actress is on the cover of the February issue of Vogue magazine, and she opened up about her personal experiences and why she's passionate about women having their own money, honey. She told reporters, "There's a reason I'm very passionate about women having their own money. I have a lot of friends and I have a lot of personal experiences with women feeling afraid and making life choices because they felt completely paralyzed or in a stasis because they didn't know what to do financially. And you can't have liberation if you don't have that."
Oh. Can't be mad at that.
I'm not mad at that at all.
I'm liking that.
I'm liking that too, but that's always easy to say when you're a multimillionaire actress and producer.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is true.
I want all women to have their own money.
Right.
Try to say that as a single mom of two.
That's easy for you to say. I mean, okay. I'm a mom. I'm a stay-at-home mom of two. He goes out and makes the money. You need to get your... I mean, what?
What she's saying is a lot of women don't know or necessarily are scared to do finances, and so they're going to stay home and use that as an excuse not to go out and pursue their dream. I get it.
I'm at home being a mother and raising human beings is more important than anything else.
I love that. You should have your own money. I got a daughter. Have your own money. Yep. It's happier if she has her own money, right? I think it's controlling y'all if y'all keep letting dudes get your hair done and your nails done. You should want to do that for yourself.
True.
Have your money to do that.
Yeah, but the man is the head. He should be able to take care of the woman. No, I mean,
no, you pay the bills and you come, but like, have your own money to do what you want to do.
If this
you wanna
is
go
true.
On vacations with your girls, pay for that.
My mom always had a little thing she called mad money. So she'd do little things here and there and she'd make money. She ran a daycare out of our house and she would have what she called mad money that I don't know what it was. I don't know where she kept it. But she always told me when I was growing up, she goes, no matter what your situation, always have a little mad money. Money that you can use if you need to get out.
Hey, but and that's different houses because my mama had money. So whenever my daddy says, she said, honey, you know, she left. So, you
know. I'm leaving. This is my money. Well, this may be the new way of flirting. Now, I'm going to tell you because I'm curious to see what you guys think. Kendall Jenner recently posted a picture on Instagram of her photo. She had a photo shoot session for her Kendall and Kylie collection. Take a look. Yeah, so NBA star Ben Simmons, who we know these two have either been dating or kind of seeing each other. We're not sure exactly what's going on there, but he decided to show a little PDA by commenting on that post we just saw. All he said was, come here.
Mm. Okay? That's cute.
It is kind of cute. And then she to his comment, she responded with a race car emoji. Meaning, like, I'm on my way. So is this confirming? Is this flirting?
Young people are crazy. I'm sick of this. Yeah. They probably were sitting right next to each other.
Right, exactly.
Right.
They see each other all the time. They just wanted to put something on social media that was cute for the world to see.
If you were going to use an emoji to flirt with somebody, what would you use?
I usually use
eggplant.
Eggplant water droplets. Mm-hmm. Even if it's to a woman, and I have no way.
I usually do glass of whiskey, chocolate donut.
I do thumbs up and heart.
Yeah. Oh. No, that is very sweet. You should keep that thumbs up in the heart. That's cute. Chivalrous. The eggplant is so disrespectful.
No, it's
not. The eggplant look like a penis. It's like eggplant.
The eggplant is really disrespectful. If you don't know her like that, you eggplant it, you creepy. Right.
Well, I send bananas and cucumbers. I like fruits and vegetables. So.
I just sent about 17 tacos with then the drooling face guy. That little emoji is like,
Okay, Hattie, you're going to love this story because actress Connie Britton, you know her from Friday Night Lights, Nashville, American Horror Story.
Dirty John.
Redhead, lovely. She just went on Busy Tonight and told this story. She revealed an unlikely matchmaker.
I've gotten to be friends with Julia Roberts, and she was sitting right below, and she saw me.
I'm sorry, we need to say that one more time. I need you to repeat that. You've been what now, huh, Connie? What's happening?
She tried to set me up with somebody.
She did? Mm-hmm. I bet she would be good.
Yeah.
She would know good people.
Yeah, yeah. It hasn't worked out yet.
Okay. You know, I think she doesn't need a matchmaker because she has that dress on. I think that's a big matchmaker
just
right there.
Just wear that dress and just show up anywhere.
My God.
Yeah.
Here's my theory about matchmakers, though. I think if someone claims they're matchmakers because they always want to be with the person they're setting you up with, but they can't because they're taken.
Oh,
so that's a good way to look at it. Through that person.
Have you ever played matchmaker?
I have, and it's risky because if it goes great, but if not, then she's like, oh, thanks for that, by the way. Right. Thank you. He won't stop calling.
I try it every chance I get, but no one will take my wife.
Hey, ho, take my wife, please.
Hey, ho, hey, ho. All right, y'all. So, Blackish star Anthony Anderson found himself in a pretty slippery situation the other day at a hotel in Rome where he dropped his diamond earring in the shower. Ooh. So, what would Anthony Anderson do? Well, he's going to post a play-by-play on Instagram. Check it out.
Let's go this way. Ghetto MacGyver is back. Yes! 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 I saved it!
You know, I'm not mad at it at all.
I know.
But it must have been a VVS because it looked like it was no bigger than a 10 point. He could have let that go out there.
Maybe it was sentimental. Maybe it wasn't that.
That was small.
Your stuff is your stuff, and you want it back when you want it.
It is, but I was grossed out. The drain at a hotel.
That drain did look disgusting.
That was a hotel?
It
was probably old in hair Rome. Holding that
in
thing
Rome.
In place.
Right. All you needed was a tweezer, though, like a tweezer.
You got to soak that earring.
Like the game Operation.
The whole time I was watching Brad, I was like, it feels like I didn't realize he wasn't at home, but get a piece of tape. Like he was getting the cotton swab, but you need something sticky to, like, grab it.
And the comb would just push it down further.
Right. Like, you ruined a perfectly good comb.
I hope he don't get a keloid for putting that back in his head.
Okay. He need to sit that in some.
Have you ever dropped anything and say maybe the toilet, and you were like, oh, I got to go in and get it?
My phone. Yes.
I don't know.
I was at a football game at an arena somewhere. The toilet was clean. There was nothing in the toilet, but when I turned around, my phone went in, and the first thing, you know, you can't sit there and look and be like, oh, my God, my phone, because then it'll just get ruined. So it reached in and just grabbed it and started drying it off. You know, I was like, oh, my God, I was so grossed out. I think I threw up in the toilet after that.
This was at an arena bathroom?
Yes.
And you said it was clean.
Nothing was in the toilet. It was just water.
It still was never clean.
That must have been before you had money.
No, you don't want to ruin your phone because all your stuff is in there.
That's right. Yeah. Everybody hates getting a new phone.
You got to go in quick. And thank God it was clean because if it would have been murky water.
It would have had to stay.
It would have been like hillbilly hand fishing.
No.
You're just like down there. Just
God.
Like.
No.
All right, I'm looking for it.
Please.
No.
Oh,
I think that's a...
What's that?
No.
That's a stick.
Oh. All right, baby. The queen of comedy y'all herself, Monique, honey, joined us in the studio earlier this week, and we have that interview right here after the break. Dish Nation. Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS.
And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again here, Craig.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803. Dish Nation. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into Dish Nation. Is one of the biggest names in the comedy game, and she about to go to new astronomical heights. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for our sister one time.
Monique!
Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah.
More classy, more sassy.
Man.
Monique.
You take it way back.
Way back. You tell me get nothing. Back. Come on, you my sister.
Back in the day, I guess you all was doing a show called Snaps.
Yes. HBO Snaps.
Yo, y'all was raw.
That was the first Wildin' Out.
That was the first.
Okay.
That was the first.
In a boxing ring.
We were kids, baby. We were these little kids. I remember standing in the back. We were all like, all right, let's go get him. Let's go get him. Now, I owe Ricky an apology.
Really?
And I want to apologize to him right here on Dish Nation. I couldn't remember who gave me the powder in the hand. Right? Okay. Because I know I damn sure didn't come up with it, but right, somebody gave right. it to me. It was Ricky Smiley that gave that to me.
She walked around with that baby powder in her hand for about an hour.
Baby,
I said,
I'm
Monique.
I'm surprised it squirted out. All up yeah. and clump.
I'm like, give me your hand. I said, hold it. I yes. said, when you do the joke, go right in his face. It's going to kill. And she was ready.
You guys had the opportunity to watch the landscape of comedy change.
Yes.
But what about, like, content? Like, you know, there's certain things that you could say even 5 years ago.
Baby, we...
That you can't
yeah, it's
even,
real, it's real sensitive
it.
Now.
We're going to say it.
Yeah, we say what we want to say because we OGs. We earned it.
Okay. We're going to say it. And now if you start censoring us saying, oh, well, I'm offended, well, it becomes very sensitive and now you're too afraid. So I say to the comics, be free when you hit that stage, baby.
Well, you know, you said being free, Monique, and y'all comics saying what y'all want to say. Now, recently, Tiffany Haddish forgot to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Has that ever happened to y'all or to you?
Absolutely.
Of course.
I got booed on the Apollo my first time.
Why are you saying like that? Okay. That
was your first time.
That can stop your career.
He kept going.
Oh, yeah, the Apollo.
Now, early in the game, Monique, you were aggressive against the skinny chicks.
Yeah.
You damn near won yourself now. Do you still ride for the big girls? Or, like, once you go full-blown team skinny, you going at the big girls?
You know what's okay, brat.
So,
It made me say to myself, because right now I am still between 198 and 210. Okay?
Right.
I still teeter. Now, in American society, that is still a big woman, but it makes me say, how big was I?
I'm with you. I'm with you.
How big was I that now they look at me and say, you're skinny?
So, Monique, would you ever host the Oscars?
No.
You're an Oscar winner.
Okay.
I'm just asking why.
I felt the coldness come across.
No, just a question.
She wanted to say.
Yeah, teach us.
Into it.
Right, teach us.
You know, before I won that Oscar, I had won like maybe 5 Image Awards, and that's an honor.
Mm-hmm.
Not one radio personality ever asked me, what is it like to be an NAACP Image Award winner?
Wow.
Not one. And y'all look like me. Coming up, when I watched the Oscars, I didn't see people that look like me come to that stage. So I turned it off. Now, we're still, though, in that mindset. Would you host the Oscars? No, baby, that's not something I'm interested in doing. But if the Image Award call a sister up, oh, let's go have some
fun.
Well,
I hope they call you.
Me too.
Because I would love to see you host. All right, so you're going to be in Las Vegas, so you have what they call a residency.
Yes.
In Las Vegas. Tell us about it. How did that come together?
My husband, Sydney, who's also my manager,
right.
My attorney, Ricky Anderson, and Tommy T, who owns Tommy T Comedy Club. He and my husband began to talk, and he said, how would y'all feel about doing a residency in Las Vegas? First day is January 11th.
That's what's up.
Congratulations.
Wow.
That's what's up.
Thank you. Monique, thank you for coming by. And why are you making that face? See, you know, she don't ever act right. Y'all give it up and show your love for the one and only Monique, y'all.
Yeah.
NAACP Image Award winning Monique.
That's right.
There you go. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Hey, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, recently we got a chance to sit down with the cast of the new Fox series, The Passage, which premieres on Fox on January 14th. This show is going to be everything. Take a look.
Give me the girl.
I'm not going to leave you. It's going to be okay.
We're talking panic and chaos.
Your life is important.
Okay, so Sanaa McKinley, everybody's excited about The Passage. The trailer looks intense. There was a 20th century singer who said, "I believe children are the future." And literally, it seems like you are the future. Like, everyone's going after you. Everyone needs what your character has. What is that?
Amy, she's just a 10-year-old girl that it's up to her to save the world. For that, I believe that every kid in this world has something special.
So I want to ask you a question about your cast as a whole, right? Like, you guys are all going to be answering this at the same time.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to see if your questions, or answers rather, add up.
Okay.
Which one of you guys has the craziest laugh?
The craziest laugh?
Yes.
Oh, God. Craziest. Maybe Caroline? I'm gonna go with Caroline.
Which person on the cast has the most craziest laugh?
One, two, three. James.
Caroline.
Somebody else said Caroline.
Oh my God.
I can't wait to hear this laugh. Okay.
Okay, I get it.
It just makes me wanna laugh.
Well,
it's when I hear
James,
laugh.
He's like, he's country in a way. So, like, when he laughs, he's like, it's different. So it's
okay.
Like,
you doing his laugh made me laugh. So, yeah, there gotta be something to it. There seems to be a lot of dangerous people, character-wise, on the show.
Yeah.
Who's the most dangerous person on the cast in real life?
Oh, God. Mark Paul's really strong.
Really?
Yeah. He's doing all kinds of martial arts stuff. Yeah. His kids are even in it.
So he has that Chuck Norris thing going on. The power's in the beard.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you touch the kid again, I will shoot you in the face.
Who's the most dangerous person on your cast in real life?
One, oh, in real life.
Two.
Real life. I don't know.
Okay. I would say, well, everybody's so sweet, but like secretly.
I can say the most dangerous person on the show.
Yeah, okay. Me too.
But let's do that one.
One, two, three.
Jamie from Shane.
Yeah, Jamie.
Yeah.
Because he's Fanny.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a badass. And
yeah. He's not in there right now, thank goodness. Yeah. You're okay.
You spend a lot of time running in the trailer. If you had to run from bad guys in real life, where do you go?
Wow. Where would we go?
I have no idea.
Okay, apparently back to set, because they got to pull you.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
And I'm out.
Sorry.
Saved.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
So if you ever wanted 10 million reasons to hate someone, here it is. A California man has been arrested for stealing his roommate's lottery ticket. An unidentified man thought he had just won $10,000, and he was so excited that he decided to share this news with his roommates. So the next day, he took his ticket to the lottery office to claim his jackpot, only to be told that his ticket had not won and had been altered. A day later, his roommate showed up at the lottery office and attempted to cash in the stolen ticket that was actually worth $10 million, okay?
Damn.
This is definitely a recipe for somebody to get them hands and them feet, okay? This roommate was begging for an ass whooping. That's messed up.
You should have signed it. Is that what you do when
you're
you get this?
You're supposed to sign it.
Also, but who does?
Just for kicks and giggles, you think the person that did this was black, white, or something else?
This is a tough one, man. I don't know.
I don't think a black guy would even attempt that. It's like,
I don't know. Like, say it was a black roommate and a white roommate. Because, like, to claim $10 million, that means it's going to be on TV, on the news. That means you looking at the camera like, yeah, what you going to do?
You have no respect for your other roommate.
Right.
What you going to do?
Yeah. But I think it was definitely a black man because they put him in jail.
Oh, this guy was excited. He went home and told his roommates. The next morning, he gets up. He's like, off to the lotto office.
Yeah, he was like, he wasn't black.
See you broke bastards later.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.